Do you find yourself being really sensitive and being around in groups of people just seems so overwhelming? Or maybe let me ask you this question. Have you ever been talking to a person before and you can hear their thoughts, or you hear these messages coming to you from them, but that's not what's coming out of their mouth? Wow, you are showing signs of being an empath. All right, what is an empath, right? Well, I know I've been discovering this for myself for many years. An empath has an ability to be super sensitive to the outside surroundings, to the point that you actually can feel messages coming to you from so many different sources, from nature, from people, from the scenario that you're in. You can feel almost like messages coming from your neighbors and people who even live hundreds and even thousands of miles away. If you're relating to what I'm talking about, I can help you with what's happening to you in being an empath. Because if you don't understand this, it can be overwhelming and it can actually cause you to feel very, very, very anxious because there's so much input that's coming into you. So here's something to think about. Let's just give you a visual here of what this looks like. A normal person has a space around them that's called their personal space. And inside this personal space, they think their own thoughts, they have their own feelings, and they can reach out, then they can understand the person. But what happens to an empath is an empath, they also have their own personal space, but there are tons of messages coming at them all day long, all the time, even when you don't want them to. Just tons of messages. And an empath can reach out to connect with the person so that they can understand them, but they don't have to start that conversation. They don't even have to start that thought. It already automatically is happening at full blast, constantly. This is an empath's life. This is a normal person's life. This is pretty intense. And because there's so much coming in, you could feel overwhelmed. And you notice that when you wake up in the morning, you actually feel heavy. And when you wake up in the morning, you feel concerns and worries. And you're wondering, why am I concerned and worried? I just woke up. You might even, as an empath, wake up and go, if I could just wake up feeling calm. I know for myself, when I wake up in the morning, I feel all this heaviness on top of me, but I know what it is. It's everybody else's thoughts and emotions and challenges and problems that I feel. So as an empath, I'm gonna teach you on how to be able to manage this so it doesn't drive you crazy and it doesn't cause you to have difficulty in relationships. When we as empaths have so much information coming in, it actually is difficult to have a one-on-one relationship because there's so much information coming in. You almost don't want to open up your heart to love someone because you feel like if you open up the heart, everybody else's stuff's going to fly into your heart and you can't handle it all. So as you have been trying to manage this and kind of keep everybody at a distance so you can feel sane, you also are causing the people that you really, really love to be somewhat at a distance because they're on the outside. So if you don't learn how to manage this, it could cause some difficulty between you and the people you love. So as an empath, this is one of the first things I'm going to suggest to you. Journaling is a must. To at least once every other day, to sit down with a pad of paper or even jump on your computer and just write down all of your thoughts. Everything that's coming to you, and probably some of those thoughts and feelings are not even yours, but what you're doing is you're trying to actually clear off all these thoughts and these feelings just to clear up your space. This space right here around you. Because as an empath, if you can change this so that you as an empath, it looks like this, that the messages are coming to you but they stop at your personal space. They don't invade your personal space. Journaling will create a space of safety for you because you're clearing it all out. You're putting it on paper. And it puts it so the outside incoming messages hold on the outside. And that happens because each time you clear up your personal space, what's left is you. Not everybody else's work and all their thoughts and all their worries and concerns that are going on. It's you. And you feeling safe like this, you will notice that being like this, you then can reach out to somebody that you love and connect to them and to be able to feel that heart-to-heart connection. This right here, I didn't understand this for quite a number of years. Like, what was happening to me? Why do I feel so bombarded by so many things? And I started journaling just to try to make sense of what's going on in my head. But I found as I kept journaling, at least once every other day, because I needed to keep clearing that out, I started to create this openness around me. My marriage started to get better. My relationship with my kids started to get better. And I started to feel normal. I started to wake up in the morning and feel like I had my own Kirk thoughts. My own, you know, thoughts about what I needed to do for that day. And then when I would meet people, I wouldn't just meet people and feel overloaded with all of their thinking. I literally could hold all their information that was being sent to me out here. And I wouldn't have to process all that information. But if you're an empath and you go to meet somebody or you're close to somebody and you just hear a ton of information coming in, you need to practice on managing your personal space. That you can let it in when you want and you can also stop it when you want, or it's gonna affect your relationships. Now, another thing that can help you as an empath is to go out and to literally spend some time in nature. Nature is its own energy, its own presence, and it doesn't have information to send to you. What it has is it has a presence of acceptance. Nature has a presence of acceptance where being around people, they are projecting or sending out signals of information. So I go spend time in nature no matter what the weather is. I've got to go outside and spend some time in nature at least 3 or 4 times a week. And I'm talking like 15 minutes at a time. Because out in nature, it's a feeling of acceptance, not a bunch of information. And it gives me a break. It helps me just like relax, and now I don't have all this information coming at me because I'm focused in on nature. And I like to go and be next to trees because they have roots and they have branches, meaning they can manage both ends of the spectrum, what's up in the air, what's in the ground. And they have a way of managing the feeling and the energy that's out there in nature. Trees are awesome. So I go and I either walk through the trees or go be next to trees. And then the other source is water. Water and trees are very nurturing and calming if you show signs of being an empath. Now, this does not mean you're going crazy. Doesn't mean you're weird. It doesn't mean you're woo-woo. Doesn't mean that you have something wrong with you. You just have an extra ability on how to connect with people. Now, something to think about, you know, with this ability, you could be a really big influence and a really big help to others after you practice managing this. You know, I stand up in front of an audience of like 1,000, 1,200 people. And when I'm up in front of an audience and there's that many people in the room and they're all looking at me, oh my goodness, I have to manage that so that it doesn't overwhelm me. Because I could literally just run away and walk away and just be like, I'm never doing this again in my entire life. But I've had to manage creating that safe space so that I could be in front of large groups of people. But what's really helped me is that my ability to help others. So when I go to answer a question from somebody in the audience, or maybe before or after the event, I get a chance to talk to a person, I can really tune into that person and really listen to a lot of details. Because it's not only what comes out of the mouth of the person, but what also happens is that there's messages that come from their mind and also from their heart. about what they're thinking and what they're feeling. And as an empath, you can pick up on thoughts, language, and emotion. And because you can hear all that, you can be super helpful for people. Be able to help people know how to correct their course in their life or solve problems that they're facing. Because you can hear them so crystal clear that you can be a good help. So instead of looking at this like something's, you got something tough to deal with for the rest of your life, maybe look at it as a skill or a gift or an ability that you can learn how to manage. But journaling and spending time in nature will get you started in the right direction. The third step I'm gonna give you is to take that heart of yours and send it in the direction of I help people. Instead of I'm afraid of people, you turn it in the direction of I help people. Because when you have that much information coming in, people can actually become a threat. Like there's too much information and you feel like you're threatened by all these things that you have to solve. And you literally could feel the weight of the world sitting on your heart, thinking that you have to fix everybody. But that threatened feeling is gonna stay there unless you course correct it and you start to give it instructions of, no, we're not threatened. We manage this and we also are here to help. And when you're in a place of being helpful, then your heart will open back up and reach out to help people. But that was very powerful for me to realize that I needed to change that message from feeling threatened and being closed down from that feeling of being threatened to actually being in a place of being helpful. And so I can open up and help people, no matter who they are, where they're coming from, or what they're facing. And it's really cool. It can actually be a great benefit to you in your life and a great benefit to a lot of people. So as you consider taking some steps here to help you, you know, to work through this, continue to remind yourself you're here to make a difference. You're here to help. It doesn't have to be something that's a burden on you. This is a great opportunity. And I just wanted to help you in case you're showing signs of being an empath. Use it to help others. Hey, it's Kirk Duncan here, and thank you for tuning in, listening to this podcast. If you'd like to see the full video of this training, in the description below, you will see the link that will take you to the video to be able to see my slides, the pictures, the diagrams, everything that was going on during this training. So go check out that link, go watch it, and I'll catch you on the next podcast. Awesome.